Is the justice system privileging natives like yourself, or is the justice system privileging non-natives? The UK is a strange place. There was a doctor recently of African descent. He was accused of sexual harassment, and the court ruled, okay, it was a one-off offense and he was not sent to prison. There was another case in the UK. A black man committed a crime, and for some strange reason, he was not institutionalized because too many blacks were being punished, and he was able to commit another crime. So you support human rights and the justice system, but you shouldn't have lower values for minorities because of past oppression.
Yeah, okay. I think that the I trust the justice system to deal with cases on a one-on-one basis, and of course there's things that need to change in the justice system. There's like biases and things that need to be amended, but I do trust the system in general to make the right decision, regardless of who is the criminal.
But when you say biases, what are you referring to? What bias? Is the justice system privileging natives like yourself, or is the justice system privileging non-natives? Where's the bias?
I mean, I'd argue that the privilege is mostly towards natives.
But where did you get that data from? Because sometime now, there's this study that was done several years ago, and the study explicitly said that white jurors are more impartial. When minority jurors tend to be more tribal, the great Lee Kuan Yew, he was quite aware that tribalism affects democracies. So Lee Kuan Yew was the Prime Minister of Singapore, and he knew that people preferred their own. So multiracial democracies can be tribal. And in the UK currently, the justice system is not penalizing people for being non-native. Look at the grooming gang scandal.
Yeah, that was a big problem that was dealt with poorly at the time, and now obviously the inquiries are ongoing and trying to learn from that.
Okay, so are you saying that the bias is now shifting from native to non-native?
What I was also going to mention is the fact that disproportionately high numbers of people from minority races are arrested compared
And why are they arrested? Is it because they're more likely to be criminal?
I don't think so.
What were their data? I can give you data. There was this writer called Henry Gannett, and he published a book some years ago, an American book, showing that the minority group in America, blacks, they were going to prison because they were committing more crimes. Then there was Henry Garrett. He used to write on these topics too. And there's a recent paper by Christopher Ferguson saying that there is no systemic racism in the American justice system. So probably minorities are in prison because they commit crimes at higher rates.
I think there's probably, and also several authors that would say that there is systemic racism in the justice system, both the US and the UK.
But again, many of those authors are their studies being replicated.
I don't know.
I can point to several studies showing no systemic racism. The most famous study recently, the Christopher Ferguson one by Kevin Beaver, was done some years ago, and others. Obviously, they're going to be racist and biased people, but on average, blacks are in prison because they commit more crimes. Minority students are suspended more because they're more delinquent. It's not because people just hate blacks or hate minorities. If you commit a crime, you're going to go to prison.
Yes, but like I don't think we wouldn't hear so much about institutional racism, systemic racism if it didn't exist.
No, journalists are propagandists.
Okay, if we're gonna go in that, like,
no, but where's the evidence for this institutional racism? Where is it?
I don't have it on me.
You don't have to have it on you, but I am black. I speak to black people, and they're okay. Most of the people who are talking about institutional racism and systemic racism are really non-minorities and some elite minority do on status. Where's the evidence that England is institutionally racist? Jim Crow was retired in America. England has the Equality Act. The Equalities Act confers benefits on minority groups. So where's this racism? Where's this racism? In England, and like before Donald Trump won, disparate impact was a big deal in the US. You only need to prove disparate impact. So if you were working at a company and blacks were disproportionately likely to be in lower level jobs or to not be employed, one could easily file a racism claim. In the UK, that's also the case. One black woman in America, she was late on 47 occasions, she sued and got money. So the legal system in America and the UK, it privileges non-natives, exactly, it's not racist.
I disagree.
You did, and you're okay to disagree, but give me some evidence. Why do you disagree?
I've explained.
Your arguments are eloquent. You're a smart guy. Your arguments are quite eloquent. But where's the evidence that there's institutional racism? There's the Equalities Act in America. What's the name of your intelligence agency? MI5 or MI6?
MI5.
MI5. MI5 only wanted non-native interns recently.
I haven't heard about this.
Exactly my point. So journalists, they're always talking about institutional racism, systemic racism. When the BBC said, we're going to employ non-whites, that was discrimination in favor of non-white people. So where is the institutional racism?
I don't think that was discrimination in favor of white people. I think that's correcting a balance in the fact that white people are disproportionately represented in the BBC.
And why is that? Demographically, England is a white country, so why should they not be disproportionately represented?
Well, we're talking like even if that, like, we're talking like, okay,
like I'm Jamaican, right?
Yes.
And I'm a libertarian like yourself.
Are you ready for the future of the West? Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.